Anyone who had a phonograph 30 years ago or who steps into a coffee shop today knows the voice of Carly Simon, one of the major singer-songwriters of the 70s and 80s. For some time, Simon has also been recording music by Gershwin, Porter, Kern. On the occasion of her fourth album of standards, Carly Simon spoke with NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg about her life in music.
Carly Simon has seen a lot of life. At the age of 60, she has survived divorce, anxiety attacks, breast cancer, the loss of loved ones. But she still has a mile-wide smile, a generous spirit, and that voice.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window,
this newest album, called Moonlight Serenade, includes standards she learned as a little girl. Carly and her sister always sang all kinds of songs, washing dishes in the kitchen.
The songs would come on the radio and we would start dancing around with our dish towels and we would make our mother laugh.
I love that.
And Lucy and I had the amazing ability to start singing any given song, take an Everly Brothers song, on exactly the same note at exactly the same time.
Without coordinating
ahead. Without coordinating. So we would both go into, bye, bye, love. And, of course, we would stop to laugh that we had done it.
In their 20s, wearing matching outfits, Lucy and Carly Simon sang perky folk songs in clubs and coffee houses.
Winking and blinking and nod one night, sailed off on a wooden shoe. Sailed down a river of crystal light into a sea of dew.
When Lucy had a baby in 1965, the act broke up. Carly Simon began to write music as well as sing it, and in 1971, a song on her very first album became a hit.
But you say it's time we moved in together and raised a family of our own, you and me.
She first wrote the melody as a theme for a TV documentary on pollution in Lake Erie. Later, her friend Jacob Brackman added the lyrics.
And it's strange that so many people overlook the irony when they ask me to perform it at their weddings.
That's not a song to sing at a wedding.
No, it's a song of deep cynicism.
Their children hate them for the things they're not. They hate themselves for what they are.
The way you sing the "we'll marry."
Yes.
It's like a resignation to something that's inevitable.
And how many people just think that that's the happiest song about starting their new future with the marriage certificate?
Well, that's the way I've always heard it should be. You want to marry me.
Once you realized you too could write, you found in your songs a means to express yourself about emotional events in your life.
A song like Anticipation, for example. I happened to be waiting for my first date with Cat Stevens. I was waiting for him to come over. I had opened the show for him in Los Angeles. And then we had a real date when he came to New York. And I was sitting there just waiting for the doorbell to ring. And just, you know, kind of thought, well, I'm not really here. I'm more thinking about what is going to be in the rest of the evening. How he's going to look at me when he comes in the door. Do I kiss him on the cheek? Do I ask him if he wants a glass of wine? And I was sitting on the bed in my room waiting for the doorbell to ring, and I wrote that song in 15 minutes.
When I was thinking about how right tonight might be,
when you sing the songs that you wrote, they're really coming from your heart. They are so personal. But now you're singing other people's songs.
Musically, the difference is that the composers who wrote for other singers paid attention to the strengths of the other singers. So they had to make them very singable.
But they can't be as personal.
Well, they're universal enough so that I can make them my own. I can pretend that I wrote them. Although I don't pay quite as much attention to the words of songs that these great masters write. Not that they're not greater than mine in every way, but I guess I don't think about the words so much because I've already thought about them so much in the past over years of having heard them.
It must have been moonglow.
tempted to sing with yourself on Moonglow? To sing Picnic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because that was where I fell in love with Moonglow, was in the movie Picnic, to watch Kim Novak and William Holden do that dance when his shirt is ripped and they're sweating and she slaps her hands together in this exotic kind of like backward and forth movement. And it was just so sexy. And I look back in my diary, 1956, and there was in perfect handwriting, which I used to have, and it said, you know, favorite foods, string beans, favorite drinks, lemonade, favorite song, Moonglow.
And now when there's Moonglow, way up in the blue, I'll always remember that Moonglow gave me you.
This is music from the days in which when people danced.
They held each other and whispered to each other and then held each other just at arm's length slightly to say something witty.
My goodness. What would that have been like?
Well, we're going to see because it's going to happen again.
I've got you under my skin.
Carly Simon sings music for touch dancing on her new CD, Moonlight Serenade. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
Pictures of Carly Simon and more dancing cheek to cheek at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. Should I try to resist when